Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, November 12. Coming up in today's episode, BJP versus Congress in Maharashtra over dog remark. Sanjay Raut's Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Bal Thackeray story. India's new Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna lays down strict rules for mentioning cases. Pakistan at risk of losing Champions Trophy hosting. And a 4,000% rise in misogyny, sexism and online abuses targeted against women after Donald Trump win. First, with days to go before people of Maharashtra choose their next government, the parties vying for the role are launching verbal attacks of all kinds at one another. The BJP today doubled down against Maharashtra Congress Chief Nana Patole's purported dog remarks. BJP leader Kirit Somaiya said the remarks prove that the Mahavikas Aghadi opposition alliance has gone from disappointed to dejection. Speaking with ANI, Mr. Somaiya said, and I quote, "They are going from disappointment to dejection. Sharad Pawar is saying something. Uddhav Thackeray is verbally abusing the election commission. Now Rahul Gandhi's Congress is calling the BJP a kutta," he said in Hindi, "because opinion polls show a clear majority for Mahayuti. So I can understand their disappointment," unquote. The Mahayuti or the ruling alliance comprises BJP, Eknath Shinde's Shiv Sena, and Ajit Pawar's NCP. Meanwhile, the Mahavikas Aghadi comprises Congress, Uddhav Thackeray-led Shiv Sena, and Sharad Pawar's NCP. For background, Congress State Chief Patole, during a poll campaign in Akola yesterday, had said, and I quote, "I want to ask, will the OBC people of Akola district vote for BJP who are calling you dogs? It is time to make the BJP a dog. They have become so arrogant," unquote. The comments seeking to blame the Bharatiya Janata Party for disrespecting the OBC community are expected to intensify the ongoing political rivalry between the MVA and Mahayuti ahead of the November 20th Maharashtra Assembly election. Moving on. In an exclusive interview with NDTV, Shiv Sena UBT leader Sanjay Raut has told an old story regarding two great leaders of India. Shiv Sena founder Bal Thackeray had stopped the party's expansion outside Maharashtra on request of Atal Bihari Vajpayee, the former Prime Minister and one of the BJP's tallest leaders, according to the story told by Mr. Raut. He recalled a phase of mutual respect between the party and erstwhile ally BJP. Remember that BJP and the undivided Shiv Sena were in alliance in Maharashtra and ruled the state until the pandemic. That is when Eknath Shinde rebelled against Uddhav Thackeray and took around 40 MLAs to join the Bharatiya Janata Party, and they formed the ruling government, ousting Shiv Sena from the power. Coming back to Mr. Raut's story, the Sena at the time was ready to become a national party and had taken steps to do so. But after a phone call, it was put on hold. Quote, "We had an alliance with the Bharatiya Janata Party, especially after the Ayodhya movement. There was a wave for Bala Sahab in Hindi-speaking states. We were also going to contest the elections in 1992. We were getting good support," unquote. He added, Bala Sahab Thackeray was the leader of Hindus. He had become a superstar, but when he announced that he wished to contest elections, he got a call from Atalji. He was told, "Bala Sahib, if you contest the elections, our votes will get divided. Once again, we will suffer a loss," unquote. After this, Bala Sahab decided that party would not contest election in other states. He added, quote, "Bala Sahib told us that Atalji had called us. We should respect him, so we will not contest the elections. Had he contested elections, 10 or 15 of our leaders would have got elected from outside of Maharashtra," unquote. No more oral mentioning of urgent listings and hearings shall be permitted. India's 51st Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna has announced in his first week resuming the top legal office. Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna urged lawyers to either send emails or write letters for it. Usually, lawyers mention their cases before the CJI-led bench at the outset of the day's proceedings for out-of-turn listings and hearing of cases on grounds of urgency. Quote, "No written or oral mentionings anymore. Only in email or written slip letters. Just state the reasons for urgency," unquote, the CJI said. The new Chief Justice has planned a citizen-centric agenda for judicial reforms to ensure easy access to justice and equal treatment to citizens regardless of their status, and says it is the constitutional duty of the judiciary. Justice Khanna, who was sworn in as the 51st CJI by President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan on Monday, expressed deep honour in leading the judiciary, the third pillar of democracy. In his first statement as CJIA on Monday, he had said, and I quote, "Judiciary is an integral yet distinct and independent part of the governance system. The Constitution trusts upon the role of constitutional guardian, protector of fundamental rights, and responsibility to fulfill the important task of being a service provider of justice," unquote. Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna identified pressing challenges facing the judiciary, including the need to reduce case backlogs, make litigation affordable, and simplifying complex legal processes. Recognizing that the justice system must cater to all citizens, he outlined a vision to make courts more approachable and user-friendly. The CJI aimed to adopt a self-evaluative approach which is receptive and responsive to feedback. Quote, "Making judgments comprehensible to the citizens and promoting mediation will be a priority," unquote, a Supreme Court statement read. With a focus on criminal case management, the CJI pledged to prioritize reducing trial durations, adopting a systematic approach, and ensuring that legal procedures are not grueling for citizens. He also highlighted the importance of promoting mediation to resolve disputes efficiently and provide timely justice. And next, the controversial debate regarding Champions Trophy host country just got a little more complicated, as Pakistan's stubborn stand on Team India's request could jeopardize the team even playing the tournament. As Pakistan Cricket Board refuses to accept a hybrid mode to accommodate Team India's request to play in Dubai, sources suggest ICC would rather change the host than risk losing the team supported by the world's biggest and richest and most powerful cricketing board. It all started when Pakistan was offered to host. The country would host the participating countries between February 19 to March 9th for the matches, and it would have been the country's first time hosting a major ICC event since 1996. However, there was one small problem. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, which is BCCI, already informed the ICC that Team India would not travel to Pakistan for the event over security concerns. There were sources based a report in PTI about the possibility of a hybrid solution, such as Team India flying to a neutral location such as Dubai for the matches. The source also added India would only agree to participate in the final. India would only agree to participate if the final was held in Dubai and not in Pakistan. Since India's stance became official, the PCB has reportedly also threatened to pull out of the tournament as a mark of protest against India's stand. However, ICC still tried to woo the PCB and to encourage them into accepting a hybrid mode. The source said the ICC, quote, has told the PCB that if it decides to go ahead with the hosting of the mega event on a hybrid model, it would get its full hosting fee and majority of the matches, unquote. However, the source said that failing that, ICC added a warning that the whole tournament will be shifted to South Africa. Despite the risks involved, the PCB, however, is hell-bent on not putting a hybrid model in place yet again. A discussion on the matter between the Pakistan board and its government is expected to carve the direction in which the tournament's fate is to head. Quote, "There is no talk about having the Champions Trophy on a hybrid model system as of now," unquote, a PCB source told PTI. It also added, quote, "An email is to be sent to the ICC with the advice of its legal department, in which the board wanted clarifications from the ICC on Indian decision. As of now, the entire situation is being gauged by the PCB. No decision has been taken on the next step. Yes, the PCB is in touch with the government for consultation and directives if required," unquote. However, there have been many reports in the media that it is more likely that either Pakistan will withdraw from hosting or ICC will change the location to South Africa if Pakistan fails to accommodate the participating country, especially India's demands. Get back to the kitchen, your body, my choice, women shouldn't be allowed to vote, and other sexist and misogynistic phrases to the extent of justifying sexual assault and rape have flooded social media since US election result. Days after Donald Trump's re-election to the Oval Office, sexist comments and abuse threats against women have seen a significant uptick on social media, according to an analysis by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, or ISD. Among the phrases used to harass women on TikTok and other platforms The usage of Your Body, My Choice, Get Back to the Kitchen, and Repeal the 19th spiked massively after Trump defeated his Democratic rival, Kamala Harris, last Tuesday. A viral post on X by a man called Nick Fuentes, a white nationalist and a Holocaust denier, which read Your Body, My Choice Forever, has seen over 90 million views and has been reposted more than 35,000 times. Though notably many women reacted against it, a disturbing number of men supported him, and a verified handle belonging to a US person who has a celebrity status posted women don't have a right to say no and implied rape should be allowed. Between November 7th and 8th, the IST recorded a staggering 4,600% increase in the usage of this phrase on the platform. Women on TikTok have also reported an increase in comments with the same phrase used for targeted harassment of these women. The phrase Your Body, My Choice is a disturbing twist to My Body, My Choice, a slogan widely used by women advocating for reproductive rights. Far-right trolls had a life breathed into them after this result, it seems, according to the survey. With seeing Donald Trump back in power, a man himself accused of multiple sexual misconduct allegations and a convicted felon on 36 counts, the far-right trolls have become even more vocal in their attacks on women's rights. Trump is himself facing criticism for dismissive comments about women, including his remark that he would protect women whether they like it or not, according to a CNN report. J.D. Vance, the vice president-elect, also came under fire for remarks such as calling Vice President Kamala Harris trash and mocking childless cat ladies. Most notably, Vance's attack on women without children or unmarried women were also echoed by many such people belonging to the conservative side. According to the ISD, quote, young girls and parents have used social media to share instances of offline harassment involving the phrase, Your Body, My Choice. This trend of online hatred has extended to other platforms as well. On X, posts calling for the repeal of the 19th Amendment, which grants women the right to vote, surged by 663% last week, according to the ISD report. One post by John Miller, former contributor to conservative media outlet The Blaze, mocking women's discussion about sex rights, received 85 million views. According to a CNN report, X did not respond to a request for comment, but a TikTok spokesperson stated that the phrase Your Body, My Choice violated the platform's community guidelines, and any content using it would be removed unless it explicitly condemned such language. According to CNN, TikTok took down 3 videos flagged by them, and it appeared to employ threats of retaliatory violence. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV with Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.